You're listening to SBS News.
Just a day after the United States began a widespread COVID-19 immunisation program using the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, scientists at the Food and Drug Administration have endorsed Moderna's as safe and effective. They found Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is 94% effective, and there are no specific safety concerns. It paves the way for the FDA to grant approval for emergency use of the vaccine, which would help the US fulfil its promise to immunise 20 million people this month. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says while President Donald Trump is open to receiving the vaccine, it will first be taken publicly by senior administration officials to instill confidence in its safety and efficacy.
He will receive the vaccine as soon as his medical team determines it's best, but his priority is frontline workers, those in long-term care facilities, and he wants to make sure that the vulnerable get access first.
It comes as the European Union's Medicines Agency brings forward a meeting to assess the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for provisional approval. The meeting had been scheduled for the 29th of September, but will now take place on the 21st. Germany's Health Minister Jens Spahn is among those who'd called for an earlier meeting.
While we want a thorough evaluation and a regular approval process, at the same time, we want it to be rapid. Our national authorities are supporting the European authorities to the best of their ability. The goal is to secure approval before Christmas. In Germany, we want to begin vaccinating at the end of the year, or rather, before the end of the year.
Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Spain and Switzerland say they'll coordinate the start of their COVID-19 immunisation programmes. As the second stage of Britain's vaccination campaign is rolled out, the government is under pressure to revise its plan to relax coronavirus restrictions for 5 days around Christmas. In just their second joint editorial in more than 100 years, the British Medical Journal and the Health Service Journal say the government should be tightening the rules rather than allowing 3 households to mix between the 23rd and the 27th of December. It argues that Britain should be following the more cautious examples of Germany and the Netherlands, which are increasing restrictions. Speaking to Sky News, Treasury Secretary Stephen Barclay has defended the government's decision.
There's a balance to be struck. Many families have not seen each other all year.
Mm-hmm.
It is important for people's well-being, for their mental health. We don't want to criminalise people for coming together as family over Christmas. But people shouldn't misinterpret what the guidelines say. It's not saying that people must go and see family. It's saying that where families want to see each other, they won't be criminalised for doing so. But it's important people do the minimum that is possible.
While France has just come out of lockdown in time for the festive season, strict measures remain in place. There's a nationwide curfew from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m, which will be lifted on Christmas Eve. And bars and restaurants will remain closed at least until the 20th of January. Prime Minister Jean Castex is encouraging people to self-isolate for 8 days before gathering with family and friends for Christmas to mitigate the risk of spreading coronavirus, rather than taking an automated test.
You would need to get tested almost every second day. That's not manageable, not reasonable, even more because we don't have the capacity for it. So the Scientific Council says, yes, get tested if you have symptoms and if in the period preceding Christmas Eve you've been in contact with a lot of people and if you are going to spend Christmas or attend other events where you meet vulnerable people.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.